Reverend Parish, Associate Ministers, members of the Diaconate, members and friends, good morning.
Good morning.
I have an expression of thanks to share with you. Thank you. It was so nice of you to remember me in such a thoughtful way, and I just want to let you know I appreciate it. To Pastor Parish, Minister Parish, Associate Ministers, Diaconate, our many ministries, and to my church family, thank you for your prayers, visits, calls, flowers, meals, and other acts of kindness. I felt your love and concern. May God continue to bless you all. Sincerely, Paulette Hawthorne. I have two announcements I don't believe are printed in the bulletin. The Recreation Ministry would like to thank those who came out to participate last Thursday. They will meet this week on Thursday, March 7 in Building 3 from 5:30 to 6:45. If you're running late, no worries. Just join in upon your arrival. All ages are welcome to participate. Your points of contact are Stephen Griffin, Anna Griffin, Carolyn Gibson, and Fernanda King. Resuming our fitness workouts. Again, that's Thursday. We are also planning to participate in the 2019 Soapbox Derby, seeking drivers for this year's Spotsylvania Soapbox Derby, which is coming up June 2nd. And they are seeking drivers, and you contact the Recreation Ministry for an application. The deadline is March 4. So I have the flyer and the information regarding clinic inspection dates and other items that you need to know. And again, your points of contact, Deacon Stephen Griffin, Anna Griffin, and Carolyn Gibson. I would now direct your attention to the announcements in the bulletin. We are in early preparation for Vacation Bible School. If you can help, there is a flyer in the bulletin. And please note, no job is done alone. It's usually a team of three. If you can assist, the flyer is in your bulletin to be returned to Carolyn Gibson or an usher. Also in our bulletin, our birthday calendar for the month. Please contact the membership in any way that you see fitting. And also, if you wish to receive notices regarding inclement weather and emergency situations at the church, there is a notice in the bulletin that you might complete. And again, return to an usher. Additional announcements in the bulletin. From our Sunday school ministry, the theme, a memory verse, and daily readings for next week's lessons. The deadline for the next newsletter, the trustees for the month, and from our, well, trustees get a special note, and from our security ministry and usher ministry, please take note of the pew that you are sitting in. They are color-coded. There is a laminated placard in with the hymnals and Bibles, which would tell you which way to exit the sanctuary in the event of an emergency. Again, take note of the color coding for the pew that you're sitting in. It determines which way you would exit the sanctuary in an emergency. From our Christian Education Ministry, they express a sincere appreciation to all church ministries and church family for their support in making Black History Keynote Program a tremendous success. Give all praise and glory to God. The Christian Education Ministry is in need of teachers for the new members orientation class. Please take note of your contact persons. The new members meet the first, second, and third Wednesday of each month, 7:30 to 8:30. Also, one of four scholarships available. The Mary Virginia Jackson scholarship applications are available, as well as Walker Grant alumni, Delta Sigma Theta, and missing one, minister's wives. It's the next one coming up. That's the fourth. And the women's ministry will meet on Monday the 4th at 7 in the church annex. On the reverse of the announcements, our known sick and shut in and those on our prayer list, and we always add to that list the bereaved families of our church and community, and they are noted in the right corner of the sick list. These are reminder notices. Today, Mount Tabor is celebrating their Usher Ministry Day at 3 o'clock. That's Mount Tabor in Milford. On next Sunday, Shiloh Old Site Usher Ministry will celebrate their annual day at 3 o'clock. That's March 10. Also, the missionaries of Zion Grove Baptist Church in Woodford will celebrate their annual day service next Sunday at 3. And Mount Tabor has a Health Awareness Day scheduled for March 16 at 11. Again, that's Mount Tabor in Milford. And again this year, the Savannah State Wesleyan Gospel Choir will be singing as part of their annual tour at Emmanuel AME Church on March 19 at 7. Again, that's the Savannah State Wesleyan Gospel Choir as part of their annual tour at Emmanuel AME Church, March 19 at 7. And the Usher Ministry of Macedonia and Woodford has their annual day service March 17 at 3 o'clock. And Mount Olive Baptist Church in Stafford, their Deacons, Deaconess, and Trustee Day, March 17 at 3 o'clock. And as a point of just information, the son-in-law of Reverend and Deacon Bryant, their church, Ninmo AME Church, will be celebrating their 166th church anniversary on March 24th. And they just wanted Shiloh to know that they are still celebrating and worshiping the Lord. Thank you for your attention. I believe there's a women's ministry announcement. Is there? It's coming. Thank you.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
In recognition of Women's History Month, I'd like to just give you a brief bio on Lieutenant Stacy Harris. Who is she? Well, before I delve into that a bit, I thought about who I would choose as to speak about today. And so my decision came down in part in speaking with my husband about this. So he has had the distinguished honor of performing reserve duty under her command while at Joint Base Andrews. So throughout the month of March, along with honoring women from our past, I'm going to speak about a current history maker. So Lieutenant Harris is the Inspector General of the Air Force, Office of the Secretary of the Air Force in Washington, D.C. And in this capacity, she reports to the Secretary and Chief of Staff of the Air Force on matters concerning Air Force effectiveness, efficiency, and discipline of active duty, reserve duty, and Air Force National Guard forces. She also provides inspection policy, investigates fraud, waste, and abuse, and oversees criminal investigations and provides oversights to complaints and the resolution program. General Harris received a commission in the Air Force through the University of Southern California's Air Force ROTC program. She received her Bachelor of Science in 1981 in Industrial and System Engineering and her Master's in Aviation Management in 1987 at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. She served on active duty until joining the Air Reserves in 1991. She is a pilot. She has logged on more than 2,500 hours of military aircraft. And in an interview in a national newspaper, Lieutenant Harris said she did face racism, she did face sexism, but she doesn't like to dwell on those things and those obstacles that were placed in her path. She has become the highest ranking African-American woman in the U.S. Air Force. She was promoted to this position in August of 2016. Lieutenant General Stacy Harris, we salute you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
I thank Pastor Parrish for just allowing me to make this announcement. I thank all of you who have taken the opportunity to submit your form indicating that you would like to be a part of this new feature at Shiloh called the Shiloh Membership Broadcast. We have reached a critical mass of members who have indicated that they want to be a part of that, and we're going to do an operational test on Tuesday morning at about 9 a.m. So as you've signed up, your phones will be ringing, some emails will be twinging, I guess as you might say, and we want to make sure that we have your information correct and that it is, we are operationally connected. Once we do that, the system will be operational. So if you have not signed up, you still have the opportunity and will always have the opportunity to opt in to receive these kinds of communications. This is, however, the last Sunday that these forms will be included in the bulletin. We'll just have some on the table in the vestibule, and you still have the opportunity to sign up that way or contact any member of your deacon team, and they will provide the information to the group that is maintaining this system so that you can be included. Thank you very much. Oh, by the way, the phone number when you receive it will be from the church, 371-1153. So for those who generally look at their numbers via caller ID and expect not to answer if they don't recognize it, hopefully you recognize Shiloh's number, 371-1153. Thank you so much.
Good morning, Shiloh.
Good morning.
Some of you have grown weary of the telemarketers ringing your phone, so write down the church's number. Or just expect a call when you see the snow dropping and the rains that turn to freezing rain. You know, when you see 11:53, you pick it up, you know that we're closing down. So don't just sit there and hit the block button. Amen. We bless God. We give him the glory. And as I was sitting here and choir was singing, it is well with my soul. It took me back to the days of Tommy Dorsey in the gospel workshop choir and sound a whole lot like what they were doing during that time. And the choir has blessed my heart today with that song. So we're going to continue to give God the glory. Please be reminded that on next Saturday night, this coming Saturday night, turn your clocks forward 1 hour. Amen? Okay, don't say I didn't tell you. Don't come in here talking about, Pastor, you should have told me. Spring forward ahead 1 hour. Amen. Amen. We bless God. Also, thank you for the hand truck. I appreciate it. Amen. Amen. Continue to pray for the Monet family, specifically Minister Jean Monet, in the homegoing of an aunt of hers on late last week. Continue to lift the family up in prayer. We'd appreciate that. The men, I have an announcement that was not read for the men's. There's a men's retreat that's going to take place in Leesburg, Virginia, and that will be in May the 17th, 18th, and 19th of the month. And for those men who are interested, please see Minister Don Monet for further information, the price, location and the regular details, see him. And I believe there is a deadline, and he'll let you know what the deadline is also. A men's retreat in May. We want you to talk to the men's ministry and see, are you able to go? Minister Devin Waiters is going to be one of the presenters at the retreat. So we want to see if we have the opportunity to support him also. Okay. Amen. I'm writing notes because if I don't write notes, I'm going to forget something up here. And I'm going to be reminded too late of what I should have done. Amen. So we give God the glory for all that he is and continues to do. We realize that the weather report gives the awesome possibility of snow, sleet, rain, and everything, but we're just going to praise God and not going to worry about what the weather is going to be. We just thank God that we do have weather and that we're still above the ground and we're still living and giving God the glory. And we thank God for that. Amen. We're going to ask our choir. You need more Thomas Dorsey in there? Amen. Bless us with another selection.